Russian President Vladimir Putin told a Moscow news conference today the state is using absolutely legal and market mechanisms to serve its interests. That was Mr. Putin's characterization of the transfer of the key production unit of the Yukos oil company to Gazprom, the natural gas giant which is effectively controlled by the Russian government. Economist Marshall Goldman of Wellesley College and Harvard's Davis Center studies the Russian economy and joins us now. Marshall Goldman, in short, what did the Russian government do to Yukos?
Well, they basically took it back, and if you want to be crude about it, you could say they renationalized it. The best way to understand it, I think, is to think of the Russian nesting dolls, one doll inside another. There is Yukos. Yukos is now, and one of its main subdivisions has been taken over, in effect right now, by Rosneft. Rosneft is an oil company. Rosneft, in turn, is about to be taken over by Gazprom, which is Russia's, as you say, natural gas company and one of the richest natural gas holdings in the world. So what you've got is, in effect, the state taking over this oil company and recreating the Ministry of Energy just as it used to exist in the Soviet Union. This new entity, Gazprom, Rosneft, Yukos, will control over 20% of Russia's energies. And while it may indeed be legal, it depends on which definition of the laws you're using.
Well, in justifying all this, President Putin said today that many businessmen had broken the law in order to buy state assets on the cheap after the collapse of the Soviet Union. He said to the reporters at a news conference, "You all know very well how our privatization was carried out at the beginning of the 1990s and how people were using different tricks, which included breaking laws then in force, to acquire state property." True or not true?
Absolutely true. You know, you and I have talked before about what I called the piratization of Russia. But what that suggests is that if he's doing this to Yukos, he can do it to all the other companies that are out there. And indeed, one of his organizations in Russia, a government organization, has just issued a report which suggests that there are a whole group of companies which indeed have done exactly the same thing, misbehaved in the 1990s, and conceivably could go through this same exercise that Yukos has just experienced.
And we should explain here that it's not just that Yukos stock has been bought. The man who was at the helm of Yukos, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, was arrested.
He's been in jail since last October 2003 without bail. He is serving alongside with some of his other associates who've been in jail even longer. And they're putting in jail not only the senior executives but junior people as a way of holding them hostage, if you will. They've used that same tactic with some other companies in the past to force the people they really are going out after to make concessions and turn over the stock and simply to go away and into exile. It's a tough game over there, and they play, you know, to call it market behavior. Well, I hope that's not the way the market behaves for the most part in this country or the rest of the world.
What is your sense, Marshall, when Vladimir Putin speaks of the state using market mechanisms and the law to serve its interests? A decade into post-Soviet Russia, do we think that most Russians would generally agree with the interests as Vladimir Putin would describe them? Or do they think they're losing out on something by virtue of the renationalization of Yukos?
I think most Russians would agree with Putin. Of course, those who hold the stock, who've invested, will not. And there are some others who fear that this is a retreat back into the Soviet mentality. Putin himself has said, he told us, a small group of us, this in September, that why are you so upset with the fact that the government is trying to take a larger role in the ownership of these natural resources? There are very few countries in the world, the United States being a major exception, where you have private ownership of the country's natural resources like oil and petroleum. So he's saying, you know, we're only just trying to do what Norway is doing or Saudi Arabia or the other members of OPEC. So to some extent, he sees what he's doing as indeed perfectly legitimate.
Marshall Goldman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Marshall Goldman, who's also the author of The Piratization of Russia, spoke to us from member station WLRN in Miami.